Hello everyone, and today we'll be talking about sleep deprivation and how can we make this quarantine period productive for us. I will talk about step-by-step strategies of why we are feeling these things, firstly what we are feeling, and then I'll tell you step-by-step a few steps in which ways you can make your quarantine productive and you can actually have a schedule. So first thing, it's very important to understand why we are feeling like this. And that we don't feel like doing anything and we don't get proper sleep. So why is this happening all of a sudden? So the basic thing is, we humans are a social animal and we need somebody to interact with. We need social interactions. But due to this lockdown, it's been more than 30-40 days that we're not having physical interactions with people. And due to that, our brain doesn't know how to react in these situations. That's why you feel drained out without even doing anything. That's why you don't feel you have any energy. And the other problem is, we all know that this is an unreal situation. And we all are concerned about our jobs, about our work. So that is a constant pressure. And other than that, there's one more pressure that people are learning this thing. Somebody's learning this. And you're out there and not able to focus on any single thing. So there's this constant pressure from the society and Instagram that, hey, you need to be productive during this lockdown. Make the most of it. So due to these things, all of your energy is drained down somewhere in all of these things, right? So I'll tell you a simple concept of how our body function. So when we wake up, we're like our phone when our phone is fully charged. So we are like that when we wake up, right? I'm talking about after a productive sleep of 7 hours, after a very normal and regular sleep of 7 hours. So when you'll wake up, you'll have energy, you'll be full of energy. And during the entire day, you spend the energy. Like even I am talking, so I'm giving some of my energy to you guys. So in everything you do, you spend your energy. But if you don't do anything, then also you spend your energy. So it doesn't matter if you're doing anything, if you're not doing energy, your energy is going to be spent somewhere, right? So it's very important to understand a few things here. So the first thing is that you understand, where do you want to put up your energy? Like when I wake up, I know that today I have to write this blog, today I have to make this video, today I have to record this podcast. So these are like 3-4 factors where I want my energy to be spent, and I finish that work. After that, I think of something else. So you need to have a clear understanding of what you want to do in the entire day. But you need a fresh mind for that. So I'll tell you 3 things and you'll have to make a balance between them. And I'll also tell you the science behind them, that why those techniques are going to work. First thing is exercise. Obviously, I know you have heard from a lot of people that exercise, and it will really help you out. But nobody tells you why and how it makes you do the work. Exercise makes you disciplined. That's how. When you do exercise, your entire nerves, your body, your entire energy system, it activates automatically. You feel productive, you feel valued, you feel like you have done something, right? And this is like one important feeling to be felt, you know, in this time. So for that discipline, you need to exercise. I'm not saying that you need to exercise for an hour, for, you know, more than that. Even if you do a 15 minutes of daily workout, that's enough to get you pumped up. And once you start doing the thing you like, you won't even realize where your time is going. I mean, this time will be less for you. So the first thing is exercise. And I want you to do either dance or any high intensity workout during that time, because dance makes you happy. It has been proven by all the psychological research that it does make you happy. So please keep that in mind. Number 2 thing is meditation. A lot of people talk about meditation, and I know you have heard it thousands of times, but that's the key. But I want to tell you a thing about meditation. You cannot learn it in one day. It's not a simple procedure which you can just follow and you will be able to do it. Although there is a procedure, but it takes time, right? So learning meditation is like planting a tree. First you grow the seed, then the seed grows after you have poured water regularly, right? And after that, you get you know, you get to the flower. So that takes time. The entire thing takes time. So you need to devote your time to meditation. And I would recommend search for guided meditation on YouTube and do that. So there are two kinds of meditation, guided and unguided. And there are a lot of different kinds as well. But basic major meditations are of two kinds, guided and unguided. So in the guided meditation, you will have a step-by-step procedure, obviously, to follow. And you won't have to put up your brain in that. But it will feel amazing, believe me, once you get into it. So what meditation does it, really gives you a clear vision. So at this point of time, most of us are confused. We don't know what to do. So meditation will give you a clearer vision of what you want to do. So it's very important. And it's an amazing thing. Once you start doing it, you're never going to leave it. Once you understand the science behind it, you will fall in love with it. So yeah, please do that. Number three thing is start learning something, because this is what I have seen. Stop using Netflix and Instagram. That is not helping you in any ways. Those are just the things which you do when you feel bored. But this is actually the time you can use to learn a skill, and it doesn't have to be something which everyone is doing. It should be something which you feel like doing, which you, you know, wanted to do since a long time, like learning guitar. I mean, most of the people want to learn guitar. So it should be something which you enjoy doing. And pick up a course. There are thousands of free courses available online. Look for a course and pick up a course and start learning. You will see crazy difference in your happiness levels, and that in turn will decrease your stress and anxiety. So if you are doing these three things every day, I can guarantee you that you will be on track. You'll feel productive, and you'll be feeling better even to do your regular work, right? You'll do your office work with more efficiency, and you'll be just way more productive than how much you are right now. If you want me to talk about any specific thing, you can text me on Instagram. It is @NAKSHATRASAIN. It's Nakshatra Sain. And I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you.